The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of faithandfriendsradio.com in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Dr. Georgiana Donadio about her book entitled Changing Behavior, Immediately Transform Your Relationships with Easy-to-Learn, Proven Communication Skills. This show has been pre-recorded. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. Scripture will give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe the Lord has a role in the healing process. Okay, let's look at in the news, and this week we're going to talk about weightlifting. Huh? Well, hear me out. Here's a research study that was published in Prevention, the May 2012 edition, that said lifting weights twice a week for just 20 minutes can actually help diabetics lower their A1C, their hemoglobin A1C, that's simply a measure of blood sugar control, compared to those that didn't weightlift or just did aerobics and no weightlifting or strength training, as we call it. What this really means is that for the diabetics in this study, their heart health improved and their risk of eye or kidney disease was reduced by as much as 20 to 40%. I think that's incredibly significant, don't you? So even if you're not diabetic, as we get older, we lose muscle mass. Turns to the F word, fat. So we're going to have to try to do some weightlifting or strength training for just twice a week, 20 minutes. That's not so bad. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Dr. Georgiana Donadio is an integrative health practitioner. She's the founder of the Boston-based organization entitled National Institute of Whole Health. She's a nurse advocate. She has experience in nursing and medical administration. Sounds like a powerhouse to me. Welcome, Dr. Donadio, to Your Holistic Health.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Kathy. It's my great pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, we all want to be valued and have substantial relationships, thirst-quenching relationships in life. But look what we've done of late. Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, cell phones. I'm sure I'm missing several more. Are those strong relationships? How can we have stronger or deeper relationships in face of all this technology?
Well, if that's a question to me, then I would agree with you, first of all, that the first line of changing behavior is actually we all want to be valued. And I think that when we look at the way that we're treating each other, how we're communicating to each other. The question is this how we value one another? And that's an important question I think each of us have to ask ourselves in the form of communication that we choose to use.
Are these techno relationships meaningful in the true sense of the word, in your opinion?
Well, I think that technology is a wonderful thing. We all experience the benefits of it. We wouldn't be able to do this on the telephone, you know, taping a radio show if it were not for technology. However, technology can also delete certain aesthetics and certain components of communication. And I believe that electronic communication is dumbing down and numbing the emotional and the spiritual component of human relationships and human communication.
I couldn't agree more. And in fact, that's why you've been chosen to be on our show. I think the public needs to hear that from professionals, that we feel that there's so much more, and our journey wasn't created. We didn't enter the earth or enter this world, if you will, with a cell phone in hand or a Twitter account. And I'm kind of saying that tongue in cheek, but communication involves many different aspects of our journey, the senses being a major part of that. And that's lost. Sometimes we misinterpret information that's given to us in an email or a text message. And I do believe there is a connection between solid relationships and healing. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I think what's missing in electronic communication is the ability to see and hear and feel the intentionality of the other person, the whole inflection, the way they look at you, the way they speak to you, the way they move their body. Changing behavior, I'm sure you read this, is about the totality or the wholeness of what we bring to our relationships and our communications. And this is something I want to share with you, that I really believe in the next 20 years, the practice of medicine is going to focus tremendously on relationships, because relationships are the number one factor in why we're either healthy or why we're unhealthy. They're the number one influence on our health. So I think that medicine will be looking a lot closer at the contribution and importance of relationships and communication.
There are a lot of people around the world that would agree with you, one of whom is Dan Buettner, who is a National Geographic guru and wrote several books. Perhaps you've read one or two, the first of which was called The Blue Zones. And in looking for individuals who live 100 years or longer, their common bonds throughout the world in his travels were, guess what? Having socialization, a family, and a network of solid relationships.
Yes. In the foreword of Changing Behavior, Dan is actually quoted. And there's no question, when you look at Margaret Mead's work, or you look at, what's his name? Name just went right out of my head, but it will come back. Desmond Morris, there it is. You look at Desmond Morris's work, you look at, of course, Margaret Mead's work, or Dan Buettner's work, you see that what's very clear is universally, and, it doesn't matter what culture we're talking about. Relationships and communication is a critically important thing in our lives. And yet, Dr. Kathy, we are not trained in any way in how to communicate to one another. We're basically learning on the job in our family environments. And those are not necessarily the best ways for us to develop healthy skills and healthy tools to communicate to the people that are most important in our lives.
Well, we're going to look to you and your book to give us some healthy preventative tips on a positive note. And you've got something in there called the behavioral engagement. It's a concept, as I understand it, and I'd love to hear more. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, behavioral engagement is exactly what it says it is. It's how do we behave in engaging with others? And the part of behavioral engagement that is so important is what's called pure presence. When we are purely present to one another, this is a very emotional, mental, social, spiritual gift that we give not only to the other person but to ourselves. When we're able to remove from our mind all other distractions but to be fully present to the person we're sitting with, the person we're listening to, the person we're looking at, we are giving ourselves, the gift of ourselves, to that other person. We're also receiving the gift of the privilege of being with that other individual, of listening to their story, of witnessing to their life, of sharing their thoughts and their feelings. And when we learn to do this well, what happens is our lives are transformed and the other person's life is transformed, because now we're being valued. Now we are experiencing sacred relationship. We talk a lot in Changing Behavior about sacred relationship. And sacredness means worthy of value, of being valued. And that has completely evaporated from our day-to-day experience of communication and of relationship.
It might be hard to convince the young people of these notions, I suspect. But we do have precedence in the system. And after all, God is an ever-present source being director for us, and he does set the role model for our behavior to be in relationship with him, first and foremost, but with one another. So I support the presence, the fully present concept, and the behavioral engagement, pure presence that you have so eloquently written about in your book. So thanks for that. I'm going to ask you one quick question before we go to break, Dr. Donadio, and that is this. What are some easier ways that we can start to begin to move towards good, healthy communication and a better means by which those thirst-quenching relationships can be developed?
That's a great question. The most important thing we have to focus in on is understanding that when we come to a communication, unless we choose to be aware of where our focus is, of where our intention is, we're not going to be creating successful communications. Many of us enter a communication with a very busy mind. We're thinking about, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? Do I have to go to the dry cleaner? Do I have to stop off at the pharmacy? We're thinking about things, and we're not focusing on the person or the communication in front of us. So number one, the first thing we want to do is clear the decks, clear your mind. It's really learning to be present and focused in what you're doing in that moment, as opposed to trying to multitask mentally and trying to accomplish many things at one time and yet accomplishing nothing. So number one, we want to clear the decks, focus, pay attention, be present. And very importantly, we want to be physically comfortable. We don't want to be sitting there paying attention to ourselves by, you know, scratching our head or shifting around in our chair or shaking our legs or playing with our charm bracelet. We want to be fully focused and present on that other person, because that sends the message, I value you. I'm paying attention to you. I care about what you're saying. And the third thing is we want to look at the other person with soft, non-judgmental eyes. We want to hold the eye contact with another person. We want to enable them to feel comfortable and trust that we are not judging them, and the only way to do that is we have to not be judging them and keeping our mind clear. Eye contact produces oxytocin, which is the trust hormone neurotransmitter. It's also the love neurotransmitter. So by respectfully, non-judgmentally looking at another person and holding that softly with a receptive attitude, we're going to have far more successful communications than if we don't do that.
I love it. Wonderful advice, and thank you so much for sharing. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. This evening, we're talking with Dr. Georgiana Donadio about her new book entitled Changing Behavior, Immediately Transform Your Relationships with Easy-to-Learn, Proven Communication Skills. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on faithandfriendsradio.com. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, your host, and tonight we're talking with Dr. Georgiana Donatio about her book, Changing Behaviors. Well, Dr. Donatio, I'm going to step it up a notch here and ask a more pointed question that has sort of a spiritual tone to it, and it has to do with the concept of forgiveness. I have this notion that some relationships are, shall we say, not enhanced by leftover baggage that may have to do with years full of an unforgiven heart or grudge carrying, if you will, something or someone did or we did to someone else is a roadblock to being present, to being respectful, to giving our all and not multitasking, all the wonderful things that you just shared with us before the break. In Luke 6, verse 37, we see a verse that talks about forgiveness, and here it is. Judge not, forgive, and you will be forgiven. The measure you give will be returned to running over, end quote. I want to know how you feel about forgiveness, and if you agree with me, how can we learn to forgive and begin to move forward once again in our healing relationships?
Well, I'm delighted that you asked me that question, because just yesterday I sent off a blog. I write a lot of blogs, as I'm sure you do, and I sent a blog off to Dr. I do some writing for Dr. Oz's blog, and sent off an article for the blog, and it was about forgiveness, and it was all about the work of Dr. Fred Luskin, who did the Northern and Southern Ireland conflict forgiveness project at the University of Stanford. And the article talks about his book, talks about Dr. Luskin, and then states what forgiveness is and what forgiveness is not. And he says, forgiveness is for you and not the offender. Forgiveness is about healing and not about the people who hurt you. It's about your healing and not about the people who hurt you. Forgiveness is taking responsibility for how you choose to feel about it. And then he goes on to say it's a trainable skill and it's a choice, and it's not condoning unkindness, and it's not forgetting the painful experience. And it doesn't mean that you have to reconcile with the offender. And it doesn't mean you have to give up your feelings, but it's really about acceptance. It's about seeing ourselves as being on a journey with God of process and understanding that there is something in this experience that we must process and that we must come to understand more deeply. And when we do that, we can let go of the, quite frankly, the judgment that we are holding on to about that experience that was given to us in a divine way for us to learn very deeply what it is we need to know. So in some ways, forgiveness is a gift, and the experience that leads us to the woundedness that we feel that allows for forgiveness, it's a gift and a process. And so if we can come to embrace that everything that happens is in some way really a divine moment of presence in our life, we can understand that forgiveness is for us, and it really is between us and God, much more so than it is between us and that other person.
To forgive is an action verb. It requires putting pride aside. It requires us to take the first step. But in that moment, when the forgiveness is given or received, there's an incredible joy. It's almost a radiance that can be, it's just palpable. I have had the privilege of being in a situation where I elected to reach out after 40 years to a dear high school friend and asked her to forgive me of some situations that frankly were seemingly insignificant 40 years later, but meant a lot for me to say. Something like a confession, I suppose. And do you know that we have continued to enjoy a wonderful relationship since that time? I'm going to probably break down if I try to talk too much more about it, but the love and the joy that we have today is a gift from God. So I encourage all of you who may be in this place today to reach out to someone and ask for forgiveness.
Well, forgiveness is such a gift to self, and we don't realize that the barriers that separate us, what causes our suffering and our struggling in our relationships is a lot about what we talk about in changing behavior. It's about leaving your ego at the door. It's about doing the right thing. I believe that we are all innately spiritual. We are all innately connected to the divine presence. We know it intuitively. We don't have to be necessarily religious. We don't have to have necessarily a specific way of thinking or being about God. There is an innate knowledge of the divine. There is an innate knowing what is right and what is wrong in all of us. Even, I want to share with you, I received a letter the other day, a 4-page letter from a gentleman who's incarcerated. And he wrote me about his experience of reading the book and what it did for his life and how it has changed him. The whole idea is that when we live in a way that is appropriate, we're actually living in a divine way. We're living in a spiritual way. And I think I can say this to you, I can't say it on too many radio shows, but if you don't have to read too far between the lines, you can really see the presence and hear the presence of living a life that is ethical, that has integrity, and that is really a spiritual life. And those are the things that are written in between the lines of pure presence and written in between the lines of changing behavior. Mm.
Dr. Donatio, we're running into our final moments of the show now, and I have just one last question for you. And it has to do with all of these reality shows that are on television and the concept of fame obsession. I bet our listeners would love to know your perspective. Why is it that so many people are, I'll use the term, obsessed with reality shows and famous people?
That's a great question to close on. And I do just want to say that folks can get a free chapter of the book, free download, if they go to changingbehavior.org. And if you're a Kindle owner, you can download it or borrow it for free as well on Amazon. That question is so important. There's a whole chapter in Changing Behavior that we address that whole issue. People are so hungry for recognition, for love, for attention, to be valued, to be really treated with affection, that the reason we love celebrities is celebrities are people who that we think somehow are graced by God to be important and to get the attention, and that they're the favorite child, they're the best student, they're the outstanding athlete, they're the better, they're the most important, they're the most loved. And the reason we feel this way is because of our lack of appreciation for one another, our lack of value of one another, and the way we respect each other. I want to say this, that if you really, and you know this, Dr. Kathy, I certainly don't have to tell you, when we meet people who are truly whole within themselves, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, they glow with a sense of their own value, that they're loved and that they're sacred beings, and that they don't seek recognition or fame. We are so hungry And I believe that we're spiritually hungry. And I think that what is going on in our culture today is that we're so disconnected from living with integrity and living with soul and living with spirit as we were intended to live and the way we're intended to treat each other, that we're so bankrupt that the only thing we do is we look upward, and, you know, God is upward, and we think that those who are upwardly mobile, those who are famous and at the top, we're really looking for God, and we don't even know it. What we're looking for is the heart of God, the heart of each other, and to really experience our divine nature through each other. That's why I think people are so hungry for celebrity.
And the irony of it all is that he's in us, he's beside us, he's around us and everywhere, an ever-present being, if we would only reach out. Well, it's time to wrap up our show. And we have the quote of the week about waiting on the Lord. It's from the Bible, from James 5, verses 7 through 8, and I quote, "Be patient until the coming of the Lord. As a farmer waits for fruit, establish in your hearts the steadfastness of Job. The purpose of the Lord is compassion and mercy," end quote. I'd like to thank our guest, Dr. Georgiana Donadio, for being with us tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Kathy.
And this is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. You are invited to my website online at rxintegrativesolutions.com. for a free library of health-related articles I have written just for you. Please tune in again next week at this same time to hear Liz Tassone, Christian Spiritual Director, talking about spiritual gifts for the elderly. On the next edition of Your Holistic Health, you are loved, blessings, and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.